Quite often, the males of a species compete in one way or another in order to mate with the females. Females are a limited resource for males because males who are successful at mating often mate with a number of females, meaning that other males go without any mating partners. Sometimes these competitions involve physical contests where males fight one another for possession of a group of females. In other species, male competition is more like a beauty pageant, where the most brightly colored male wins. Either way, the result is that the winners get to mate and the losers do not. Why should a female care which male she mates with? In the case of the African stalk-eyed fly, where the males are like hammerhead sharks with their eyes extended on long stalks, sometimes measuring 1.5 times the length of their bodies, long stalks are an indicator of better genes. Among these fly species, females often outnumber males 2-to-1. Scientists think this is due to a hardy X chromosome, which destroys regular Y chromosomes during sperm production. However, males with long eye stems seem to be armed with a hardy Y chromosome, which competes with the hardy X chromosome, thus producing more male offspring. Thus, females who mate with these males have more sons, and therefore more grandchildren. So, when the females choose to mate with these particular males, they're actually making a smart choice in terms of spreading their genes. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Michael Wade in biology. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.